ISBGN, you're listening to Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Aspern from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is The Count from Wolf.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of Urban Radio. My name is Oswald, and for the next few hours we will spray and pray as we delve into the world that is Urban Terror. First, we'll check out the remix of the Urban Terror theme song from Barbecue. If you want to hit the capture and hold server this afternoon, you will need Subway from Layer Earth version L. Server's up and running 64.180.91.203. Oswald, this is the Thursday edition, not the Friday edition of Urban Radio. And as I posted on the forums, we are starting 1 hour earlier now. No longer is it 2 p.m. We will from now on start at 1 p.m. Unless I have commitments that must call to my attention, I will change the time again. So today, quite a bit to talk about, as usual. For those at home who are following along in the forums, we have tested a new build this weekend. And I may as well throw it out there right now. Beta 2.4 is not being released today, and we are not giving out a release date. So if you don't want to listen, sign off now. If you want to listen, great. We'd love to have you. With that said, the results of the testing yielded nothing out of the ordinary in terms of bugs or problems for the mod. So that's a plus. I'm not even going to begin to speculate on the release date, since it only seems to get you and me in trouble. Today, we did get the latest and greatest. It was 2.4B from the coders. Blade Killer packaged it up with the new version of Rommel. And we have been testing that this morning with the guys from the QA team. We will have more information on Beta 2.4 later on in the show. As for the rest of the show, what do we have coming up? We'll check in and see what's new around the community. Spotlight some of the community websites. I was going to do a map review this week, but that got postponed until next week. I had a few commitments I couldn't get out of, didn't have time to do it. This week's Clan Focus, we'll check in with the guys over at Clan Unified, formerly known as Clan ERT. They did merge with Clan Phoenix here a few months ago, and they're back on their own, getting back to the old school gaming that Clan Unified is known for. As I just mentioned, we will talk about some information on Beta 2.4, and throughout the show, we will check in with the action over on the Urban Radio Capture and Hold server. That is Blade Killer server. If you want to join, the IP is 64.180.91.203. As I said in the intro, you will need UT Subway _L, which is version L of Laeris Map UT Subway. Many of you should have it. If you don't, somebody in the channel will spam you the link because I know we have it out there. I believe Zach has it on his FTP site. I will also be playing Docks, Ricochet, and I believe Paradise. We will also check in this week somewhere in the city of Rommel with the sound engineer, level designer, Sid Clown Barbecue. He will let us in on some of his wacky world, that is sound and mapping.
Coinbird says he wants some coins.
Such as the Coinbird call. I will also look at some of the community contributions, and as always, we will check in and play some of the favorites that you guys have requested throughout the week. With that said, this first song goes out to Thaddeus on Silicon Ice. Before I play it, there's a bit of a story that goes behind this before you think I'm very twisted here. Thaddeus is one of our coders. He passed this on to me. He said, my friend Scott was working on an animation, and he was like, I need some sounds to go with it. So Thaddeus recorded their friend John doing some weird stuff. Out of the numerous other sound clips that evening, they recorded two guys, John and Scott, going, girl, girl, you're a girl, girl, with a nice drum beat. They made a video to it, just looping that one sound clip over and over. Thaddeus said, I would be put in prison if I showed it to you, but they did make a home video of it. We'll try to get that for you sometime in the future. Right, Thaddeus? So they decided they were sexy enough, and they formed their own boy band called Sexy Boulevard. They recorded this song, and it's now a top 40 hit. The band consists of John, Bucky, and then Thaddeus, who goes by the name of Davey. One of their members, Jerry, was not able to record as he was touring in Japan. He says, we're kind of working on another one called At the Boulevard, which is a kind of an intro song to our band. We look for that in the future. Now, here is Girl by Sexy Boulevard.
I was standing at the beach, waxing down my body, but I had to take a tinkle, so I went to the party. But I saw you standing there, playing with your hair. That's how I knew it.
Girl, you're a girl.
And I knew you were pretty, cause I thought you were hot. So I'm looking for the kill, baby, ready or not. I said, you're a fine cutie from your head down to your boot.
That's why you said to me,
Sexy Boulevard, the band that Thaddeus, one of the Silicon Ice coders, is in. Just thought I'd play that for Thaddeus, give you guys a good laugh, and I know Thaddeus got a good laugh out of that. And before I start, as usual, I have to give out my props and sounders to the people who make this show happen.
Oswald.
There goes my Oswald call. We will take care of that. As I said previously, as I turn off my highlighter here, as I said, all the radio shows are recorded, and they are available for download over on thesixthfloor.com. Click on Navigation. You'll find Urban Radio. We do carry a broadband and a 56K version for you. Thanks to Barbecue for editing those for the community. All these shows are linked courtesy of ZD Web Hosting from CC Zach, and Serial Killer over at ForbiddenNinja.com does post the transcripts that I use on the show. So if you can't understand my slurring, check out the transcripts, as everything on there is what I read. Also like to give props to Brett Blade Killer, who hosts the Urban Radio server every week and basically attends to my every need when she's there. This week, as I said, we are playing Capture and Hold on Docks, Subway Version L, Ricochet, and Paradise. And what's a show without a host? And that host being TSN Central, Team Sports Network, Team Sports Network Central. They've been great, and they've been very instrumental in getting Urban Radio up and running. Thanks to Coleshot, Travelin', Wonder Dog, Wizzer, and all those over there who make this happen.
You're listening to TSN on
Speakeasy. If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
You're listening to Urban Radio.
While I am the voice behind Urban Radio, it is the community who makes the show go. Without your continued contributions, the show would not be possible. If you want to give a shout-out, promote, or pimp anything, please feel free to contact me, Oswald, planetquake.com, or on Enter the Game at Pound Urban Terror before Thursdays. Usually I'll get feedback and take your musical requests before that time, but please try not to do it on Friday as things get pretty hectic as we're trying to finalize things for the show. That said, we'll get into a little music. This is Pain, Shut Your Mouth for Overlord on Urban Radio. That was a little Pain, Shut Your Mouth. Sometimes I want to say that to a few in Pound Urban Terror, but I bite my tongue, smile, and say you guys are the best community we got going for Quake 3. With that said, we do have some big news in the community this week. First, it comes from Lay Earth. He makes it official today. That's right. His level UT Subway is being released today, right now, in fact, on Urban Radio. If you want to get the official release version, you can go to planetquake.com/cc, which is his personal site, or you can go to urbanterror.net, click on Map Depot, and we do have two other links there as well. Pretty popular map, it seems to be. I've played it a few times. I went through some testing with Lair Earth and some of the guys in the community. Seems to be a solid map. The attention to detail is just outstanding, as are the routes that he has to and from each base. So we think you will find this map to be pretty kick-ass. So as I said, go download it. That's planetquake.com/cc or urbanterror.net. But don't try to run that right now if you want to hop on the Urban Radio server, as we are still running version L I was unable to get the version from Lay Earth before Blade Killer left for work this morning, so we have to run the old version. Pretty much the same. The only difference, basically a few of the signs and one little area that's rarely played, but it's kind of cool what he did to it. So you can check that out. That is UT Subway being released right now on Urban Radio. Thanks, Lay Earth, for that, and hopefully the community really takes to the map. We are looking forward to it. From Libin over at the Rough Riders, he has created a Windows XP Pro boot screen, and you can check that out over at themexp.org. I have the link here, and I will spam it in the channel if you run XP and you want to check that out. Well, this is the link you want. It basically looks like one of Sweet Nuts' drawings that he did. Libin says it took him a whole day to make this one. It turned out great because he got some great cooperation from Sweet Nuts, who is one of our 2D artists on Silicon Eyes. As a result, turned out really good. Stay tuned, he says. He may have another boot screen appear in the future. Kind of a cool screen. I just put it on my laptop. I dig it. Check it out. For those of you who weren't counting, this week's marks the eighth and final match of the Stronger Than All regular season in both Frags and Flags. Seedings will be made in the following weeks, and any inactive clans will not be eligible for the playoffs unless they go active by that time. One match to watch closely is going to be on the Frag West as Exile 7-0 takes on defending champions Clan Phoenix, who are 6-0. Match will be Tuesday, February 5th. Good luck to all clans. Should be a good match. PlanetQuake.de wants to know in their latest poll, what is your favorite mod right now? Urban Terror is hanging tough in second place behind CPMA. So get over there, cast your vote. That's PlanetQuake.de. I better not say cast your vote for Urban Terror, as it might be considered stuffing the ballot box, as we've been told we've done before. With that, go vote for whatever mod you want. If it's Urban Terror, great. It's all the better. And finally, over on Urban Terror IT, the Italian Urban Terror site, there are two new beta levels that have surfaced. First is UT Facility, which I believe is a version from the GoldenEye game by J.H. Morales, and UT Micmac, which is from El Marti, who comes to Urban Terror with some level design experience over on the Counter-Strike side. Both levels can be downloaded and played. Check them out over on Urban Terror IT. We'll be right back. Get into a little Incubus. Nice to know you. Incubus, nice to know you. And yeah, the music is better this week because, as usual, we do listen to what the community wants us to play. We do post a thread in the forums every week where you can have your say of what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. Thanks to whoever submitted that one. That was Incubus. On to the Clan Focus. This week, we do talk to Clan Unified, formerly Clan ERT, who a few months ago merged with Clan Phoenix. I was able to catch up with Trinity. Trent, as some of you guys know him, he gave me some answers to a few questions here. Give you guys the questions, and you can check out their channel, Pound Unified, on ETG. I basically wanted to get some background information from Trent on how him and the rest of the former ERT guys got going in Urban Terror.
Hey, Ozzy. It's good to be on your show today. Let me tell you a little bit about Clan Unified, formerly Clan ERT. We've been around for, a lot of us around for a long time, playing UT from way back in the 1.0 generation. And then we have a few new members, too, that have started in the 2.0 generation. So they don't know what we're talking about when we say 127. They think we can't count. Most of our clan mates have been involved in some other sort of Quake activity for a long time, including myself. My personal background has been in Q2, CTF, or Rail Wars, and a lot of us have come from other, like Ballsack, he's just basically a game ho. That guy just plays any mod and every mod, and mods I've never even heard of, so we all come from some sort of gaming background, and we've been involved in UT, like I said, for several years now. And that's how we all got started in Urban Terror. We started playing it, and we became addicted.
Thanks, Trin. As I said, you guys began ERT, then merged with Clan Phoenix. Now some of you are going by the clan name Unify. Can you bring us up to date on where the clan stands now?
ERT merged with Phoenix about 4 or 5 months ago, something like that. And it was a great experience for both clans. We have a great deal of respect for Phoenix, and I know that they do for us. And we're all good friends. One of the things that Phoenix has that I think goes a long way is their competitive spirit, which is why, in my estimation, they're still the number one clan in UT. They're the ones that we all have to beat if we want the championships. That competitive spirit has moved them towards Return to Castle Wolfenstein. And we're kind of going back to our roots, kind of emphasizing the ideals of ERT when they originally were founded. So we formed a new clan called Clan Unified, and we're in the process now of setting it up. The websites, the forums, even doing a little talent search, trying to get a few new members for our team. So that's where we stand right now with Clan Unified.
And I do have to say, these guys have been pretty good guys throughout the entire time Urban Terror has been in development. I can remember them way back when they began as ERT. Always outstanding guys, not only on the forums, on servers, but in the community in general. And, you know, that's basically what we're looking for here as developers for Urban Terror. Trent, what do you find most fulfilling from the mod and the Urban Terror community?
This is a good question. I think that the best thing about the mod is the decent members of our community. There's a lot of them out there that are concerned individuals, and I love playing with those guys and talking to them and sharing the experience of UT. High skill level playing. I've seen a lot of people come from total noobs to pretty high skill players today, and they're starting to use their head more. And I really enjoy that, seeing that happen. People grow in UT. The team orientated matches, that's where the fun is. That's the fun objective. You know, it's to get out there and play and have a good time. And I prefer this mod over all the other mods I've played because of that. And only thing I hope for, since listening to this, is that you know, you guys put in a little objective game type play like they have in Return to Castle Wolfenstein or Medal of Honor, and that would make UT the ultimate gaming experience.
And objectives are on the way in Beta 3. Just what they will be, we really have not given you too much information on that, but that will be one of our main focuses as we move forward with Beta 3 development, will be objectives for the maps. With Beta 2.4 on the verge of release, what is Clan Unified looking most forward to from in this build of Urban Terror?
We're looking forward to a lot of things that you guys have been working on. The hit bug, consistent bullet prediction despite ping or server load. I think a lot of us have mentioned that balanced spas at range would be a nice thing. We'd all love that. In fact, with all the weapons, if we had a consistent, you know, hit value, it'd be great. CTF scoring in general, actually, just to, that it gives a better depiction of what's really been happening during the game itself. But I think mostly what Clan Unified is looking forward to is the renewed strength and interest in UT that comes with the new release. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We're just, like everybody else, holding our breath, waiting for the release.
And again, I apologize for the quality of these MP3s. As I said, Trent is no sound engineer, but he did a decent job, and we've tried to play with him as best we could to get him a decent quality for your listening pleasure. Trent, what would you most like to see the development team concentrate on that would improve the mod for competitive gaming?
What we'd like to see most from the development team, or what we think that they should be concentrating on, or what I'd like to see them personally, I'm not going to speak for everyone else, but in my mind, to improve the mod for competition and gaming, in my mind, the major thing would be to add an objective type or objective game type to the mod, something like Castle Wolfenstein or Medal of Honor. I think that'd be fantastic, and like I said earlier, I think that would be the ultimate gaming experience. The play is much better in UT than it is in these other games, and I'd really like to see that. I know that other people have said that that maybe perhaps better control of matches or setup of matches is something else that might be an issue. But with me, it's the objective gaming. I think that's something that would really be nice if Sid focused on that for a while.
And again, both valid points, objectives and better admin control for clan matches, ladders, leagues, things like that. Both of those we are planning and we are working on for Beta 3. I think we have made a few improvements in the Beta 2.4 code that will lessen the cheating and possibly give admins a little bit better control. Still not where we want it to be. It's nowhere near the level of OSP, but who knows? We'll see what Beta 3 brings, and I know we can only go up from this point on. Now, Trent, what would you like the Urban Terror community to know about Clan Unified?
I think what I'd like everyone to know is about Clan Unified is that we have a credo, Omada Protos, which in Greek means team first. This means that each member does all they can all the time to do what's best for the team as a whole. And this applies in game strategies and in teamwork. This also applies in public, out of the game, in attitude and professionalism. I mean, we're here to have a good time. We're here for the good games first and foremost. And we also want people to know we can kick back and have a good time, you know. But we also know when to STFU and play when the time comes.
And basically that's all we're looking for, a bunch of good guys who enjoy the mod and enjoy to play. And finally, Trin, it's your turn to pimp, promote, or let the community in on whatever you want. The floor is yours, dude.
Okay, time to pimp out for Clan Unified a little bit here. We have a new IRC channel. It's Join Unified, or just Unified. Come visit us. It's a little party channel going on most of the time. A lot of people there. For a good time, you want to get a hold of Juggernaut. Leave him a personal message. He loves that. And thanks to Ronnie Frown, one of our oldest members. I'm talking really old. We have two new servers up and running, and we hope everyone will join us there and play on those servers with us. The first one, the TS server, is 64.214.92.196. The CTF server is 27.963. So come and join us and have a good time. And, of course, come visit us on our channel. It really is pretty much a party channel. I hope to see everyone else in the pubs out there real soon.
And again, we'd like to thank Trinity from Clan Unified for the interview, letting the community in on what their clan is, who they are, and basically just a bunch of guys who enjoy gaming. As he said, you can join Pound Unified on Enter the Game. Check in with the guys over there. Get the information for the servers. Thanks for the interview, guys. Get into a little Zombies here by... get into a little She's Not There by the Zombies.
Say
For all you freaks in the Urban Radio server, this is Little Tool, Parabola for Warhammer. All right, that was a little Tool for your afternoon enjoyment. Thanks to Warhammer for that suggestion. If you have a suggestion, feel free to send me a link or give me the information, and we will try to accommodate for you on the show. Before that, you heard She's Not There by the Zombies. And one note, going back to the Clan Focus here, if you want to get your clan in the Clan Focus, please feel free to send me an email, oswaldplanetquake.com, and we'll try to get you on. With that said, we move into a very touchy point right now on the show, that being Beta 2.4. As I said in the beginning, we are not releasing today, nor are we giving out a release date. With that said, there's been quite a bit of activity in the Urban Terror channel, slander, rumors, speculation, basically a pretty crappy attitude at times. As I said, we are not releasing the mod today. Once we do, it will officially be posted on the website. Whatever that date is, you can hold us to that. Up to now, we have never had a release date. Everything you saw and heard was purely speculation or rumor. I know a lot of people say February 14th was one of the dates, December 25th, December 31st. None of those were ever mentioned on the website, thus not official. As we explained before, we are trying to finish up the 2.4 build. Right now, everything does look good. Bugs are pretty much minimized, and we should have something in the next few days. This release will be the springboard from which we jump to Beta 3. As 27 alluded to last week, he said the version of the code is very tight, better than it has been in previous versions. We think this will reflect in the effort that we have spent on the development, along with the additional testing and tweaking time. Fortunately, not everybody in the community understands why we have these delays, or there's really no way to explain them. I mean, basically, you guys want one thing, you want 2.4. We're doing everything in our power to give you 2.4. As I said, once we have a release date, which should be very shortly, we are confident and we will stand behind that, and we will release it on that date. There are many updates and changes. Some of these include, in the features category, smoke grenades, a volumetric laser scope in the fog and smoke, a new laser dot effect, instant arm mode for the grenades. Snipers are now inaccurate when they're not zoomed. We locked the number of potential cheat CVARs. You can save teammates now by smothering grenades, which is basically crouching on them like you could in previous versions. We do have improved blood effects. We have Quake 2-style CTF scoring. We have the medic icon when you call for a medic. And the UI has been updated for selecting team skins. Some of the modifications, increased duration for the flash grenade. We've decreased the spaz damage. We've increased the M4 spread. Crouching reduces grenade damage less. We have a new NVG effect. Improved weapon sounds and improved impact marks. Thanks to Sweet Nuts for those. Those really look kick-ass. And some of the bug fixes. We fixed a bug that lets the spectator trigger some entities. Fixed particles, or some particles were spawning in the wrong position. Those have been corrected. CTF was reporting incorrect team flag being returned. Chopper in sands now has a smooth ride. Crouching over a grenade will now kill you. We fixed bugs that nerfed the kick. Improved knifed hit detection. Ares has been fixed with better accuracy. The net code is improved for LPB and HPB. Fixed team bandage bug. That'll let you bandage faster if you changed weapons. No more can you do that. We fixed the reload bug that lets you cheaters exploit the weapons. We fixed bugs that caused CTF flags to disappear in no-drop zones like water. You can now shoot timed-out players who were 999 on a server. Dropped grenades no longer removed if you can't pick them up. I fixed 1.31 point release intermittent freezing bug. Seems to be a big sticking point here with Beta 2.3. I know many of you have ran into that bug, and a lot of speculation as to how to correct it. We've seen some CVARs tossed out by Vinsky from the development team, but 2.4 does not seem to have that issue any longer, so no more freezing in 2.4. We made team survivors spawning more random. We fixed a small bug that was preventing item changes after respawn on some maps, and we prevented player corpses from kicking live ones. As I said, as a release date is still a few days away, before you start whining, we promised understand that we do need the QA team to look at this build. This is the B build. One more time. We also need to create the necessary files for the release. Add to that distributing the files to the necessary FTP sites, getting props on websites, trying to get some interviews. Basically, the code is done, but it's the team who makes a decision on when to release the mod. It's not one individual. As soon as we announce the release date, it will be posted on UrbanTerror.net. All I can say is watch the website over the weekend and the channel, Pound Urban Terror, on ETG. With that said, what are we planning for the release? Well, right now we have a few things going. First, the release date, which is close. Don't give us grief about it any longer. It's getting a little old here. We know you want it. You will get it very soon. We will be broadcasting live on Urban Radio, possibly with Blanks from Radio ITG or Cold Shot over at the Team Sports Network. Not sure who's going to be available or if either of them are interested. I know I have talked to Cold Shot here, I believe, last week, and if he has time and it fits into the schedule, we might try to have him co-host the show, take a little pressure off of me, and allow me to do what I need to do. If you're around for the Beta 2 release, you will know the format that Blanks ran, basically a small Q&A session the night before the release with some interviews with some of the SID guys, and pretty good time. Gave out all the FTP sites online. Good time, good interview, good release. We're still working details out on that. Hopefully we'll have something here very soon. And as I said, we are trying to get a couple interviews up on the internet. We'll spam the links to the game sites that they get on here very shortly. And along with that, we are finishing up all the back-end applications, that being the website, the forums, our master server, things like that. So we are working, and hopefully you guys will be impressed when it comes out. What else do we have here? With that, I think we will play a little bit of Doors. Let me organize my thoughts here, and we'll be right back on Urban Radio. This is 5-1 by the Doors.
Together, one more time. see, I gotta go out from this car with these people.
That was The Doors, 5-1, and no request off the forums. Thanks for the request. Now we're going to check in with the Urban Radio server. Gamers have continued to fill the server each week in an attempt to bring a little bit of recognition to some of the other game modes. This week we are playing Capture and Hold. Rarely do you see it played on any of the servers out in the community, unfortunately. Some of you may remember it from Unreal Tournament. You know, it's basic capture the flag. You have three or four flags out there. Run over the flag, touch it, you capture it, and you score points every 30 seconds or so. Right now it seems to be going pretty well. 25-25 tie, about 17 minutes in. And as usual, I'm sucking. Actually, I'm not. I just beat Battle Bum. See ya, dude. Oops, I know I'm dead. Thanks, Lord. As I said, we are running five new maps, or actually five maps this week. Ducks, Uptown, Paradise, Subway Version Hill, and Ricochet. Hopefully we can see some more of these servers pop up for Beta 2.4. Not sure. I know there have been some ideas out there to improve. Oh, follow the leader. See ya, Bunny. Bunny's dead. Right now, we are more or less concentrating on finalizing 2.4 before we start getting into any changes in game modes. Some of those changes will be, as I said, objective-based in Beta 3. And as usual, I am getting owned. It's 27-26, about 18 minutes into the game. Pretty good game going on. I wish more servers would play that out in the community. But we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll do this again next week and have some more capture and hold. That brings us to the much-anticipated Sid Spotlight. As you know, in the past, we have interviewed some on the development team. We have talked to Blade Killer, Sweet Nuts, Ian, just to name a few. Still trying to get one of those elusive coders on here. They all say they don't have a microphone. I think it's cop-out, if you ask me. But this week, sort of a special one. This week, we spotlight Barbecue. You might know him from Clan Pit or from the forums based on his wacky answers, but he is one of the development team members who make up Silicon Ice, another extremely talented person when it comes to giving the community the audio experience. From his sounds in his radio calls to his creativity he puts into his levels, Barbecue seems to do a little bit of everything and always seems to come out on top. Now, coming to us semi-live from somewhere in Rommel is Barbecue. Greetings, dude. What's happening? Give the community a quick rundown on who you are and how you became a part of Silicon Ice Development.
I'm Barbecue, and I do the sounds, music, and the male radio voice for Urban Terror. Oswald and myself have been good friends for several years now, and soon after he was asked to join the Sid team to do PR work, he got me on a team.
And that's Barbecue. As I said, he is coming semi-live from somewhere in UT Rommel. We're not really sure. That's why it sounds a little scratchy on the radio there. But he seems to have heard me, so we'll continue with the interview here. What makes the development team tick, Barbecue, and why do you think the core of the development team has stuck together to achieve the status they have today in the mod community?
The drive to make this game is what makes this ambitious team do the good job that they are doing, and they all do it together as a team. Some members have parted the Sid team during the years, reasons being no time to do it, or just lost interest in it. Ha ha, whatever. I think the team has a pretty strong presence in the community as a result of dedication and a tremendous amount of hard work.
And I second that. You guys can usually find us, if not on the forums and in the IRC channel. We do make ourselves pretty much readily available for you guys. When it comes to getting questions answered in a timely fashion. Talk about your musical experiences. I know you did some work on the game Wacky Wheels years ago. Also, what's your relationship with Jim Dosey, now of id Software?
Well, I've been dabbling in the tune business for quite a number of years now. I was in about 10 different rock and metal bands back in the junior high and high school days. I met Jim Dosey back in 1995 when he found some of my songs on the Software Creations BBS. And he called me up one day from New York and gave me the opportunity to do the music score for an RPG game called Wacky Wheels. That was a lot of fun, very memorable. Now Jim works with id Software, and we still be passing emails back and forth from time to time. Jim's a great guy.
And as I said, Barbecue is coming via satellite phone here, as he's stuck somewhere in the middle of UT Rummel fighting those bad guys out there. I think he has something special for us here right now.
Coinbird says he wants some coins.
Yeah, the all-elusive Coinbird. Many of you know Barbecue from Action Quake 2 and his map Action Dam, which was quite unique. More recently, Rommel has been the focus in many discussions because of the problems, but also because of the potential it has. Talk about the evolution of Rommel and what do you think it'll hold for Beta 2.4?
Well, Action Dam for Action Quake 2 was very much an experiment, as was Rommel for Urban Terror. I had heard so many people for such a long time request a map like Action Dam back in the prime of Action Quake 2, so I thought maybe a coleslaw dinner would throw them off, but it didn't. But they were asking for those types of maps back then, so I tried it. What the hell? Was it a smash number one hit success? Depends on who you ask. We had a lot of fun on it. My brothers Scarecrow and Drax played it all the time. We had a blast, a damn blast, like trying to catch a greased pig in a bowl of Vaseline. As far as Rommel goes, we all loved it. The development team loved it. They liked all the places you could get, but they hated the choke point. But that's been fixed. There are a few more places that you can get to now, and there are about 8 more places that you can do decent jumps from. Thanks to Blade Killer, Rommel is about to be a lot better. And maybe we'll see it become a Clan War map.
Oh, I do not know where he comes up with this stuff. Trying to catch a greased pig in a jar of Vaseline. That's Barbecue for you. I think if he didn't say that, we wouldn't think it was him. What memories do you carry from 2 consecutive years at QuakeCon, Barbecue? And how was it finally meeting some of the development team guys? And just how hot were those wings at Hooters?
Oh man, QuakeCon was a blast. Getting to meet most of the people in the team in person was really neat. The wings are so hot you couldn't even taste the chicken. All you could taste was just the flavor hot.
Oh, I wish this could be live. This would be great. But as I said, he is coming off remote satellite transmission from somewhere deep in Rommel as he's fighting the bad dudes. And I've got a few more questions for him before we let him go back and baby up to his M4 here. What do you think the best part of being involved with Silicon Eyes Development is, Barbecue?
When I came into this team a few years ago, I noticed something very quickly. Certain parts of the team melded extremely fast and became as one unit working towards the same goal, and in a very professional manner. Whether it was code, music, sounds, or model, that part of the team was there, and would be throughout the course of the development. Blade Killer does so many fantastic things, it's almost like she was just born to help this team out. And Meaty, his map models are really great. Basilisk is doing such a fantastic job on the servers and the new forums. Crazy Butcher, he's a real pro. And the new coders are total geniuses. But of course, Sid just wouldn't be Sid without you, Oswald.
Thanks, dude, and right back at you. Team really, really, really gels together very well. We all get along. Of course, we all have our minor disagreements at time on the forums, but all in all, we've pretty much stayed together as a single team for just over 2 years now. One last question. It's time for you to give a shout-out to the community. What do you want them to remember you by, Q?
Shout-out to my boys in the Pit Clan. Thanks a lot for the interview, Oswald, and we'll see you guys later.
And that, my friends, is Barbecue. He's our sound engineer and one of the level designers for Silicon Eyes Development. Hopefully you enjoyed that as much as he did recording it and me listening to it over and over. With that, we'll get into a little Beastie Boys. This is Sabotage. Urban Radio. Little Beastie Boys, Sabotage. Do want to give a few quick shout-outs to some of those guys playing on the Urban Radio server. That would be Pia Straight Shot, Space Marine, Flood, Monomer, Rope, who is listening to the show, Leva, and White Pyro on the red team. On the blue team, we have Nox Sting, we have Lord, we have Battle Bump. Dude, you miss me, you know that. We have Exile Go Key, we have Mojo Jojo, Mr. Mischief, Silent Night, and FLS Overlord. Guys, thanks for hopping on the server, and hope you're enjoying the show. With that, we're going to hop into the forums here and check out what has been going on in there. One thing that actually came across, I believe, last night on the level design forum came from Mungo Zen, who's been working on a new level since Christmas time. It's a mid-level Capture the Flag map suitable for 8v8 matches. He also took into consideration Capture and Hold as well. These images that I'm about to post are from the near-completed red side of the map. He says the lighting needs a little tweaking, and there are a few texture changes as well. He says, I'm about to flip the red section to make a blue section and then build up the center area, hoping to have a beta available very soon. If you want to check out his map, there's the screenshots. You have, I believe, 6 or 7 of them. You can check those out as I have put them in Pound Urban Tear. If you want to check them out on the forums, and this is being listened to as a recorded broadcast, and you can go to the Urban Terror forums, click on Level Design, and they will be in there. Mungozin.com is where they're hosted at. I'd like to say thanks to the guys over at GameAdmins.com who bring you admin news you can really use. Mal Havoc has created a Linux how-to guide on setting up an Urban Terror server. He says, yep, I realize this article has been a long time coming. I know I had promised a Q3 Urban Terror game server document a while ago, back when I had finished up my last one a few months ago, but life got busy. At any rate, I apologize. Honestly, part of the reason why this is so long in coming was that I wanted id Software to sort out the Quake 3 patches first. Didn't we all? You can find this guide over at GameAdmins.com under Quake 3. And I'm just trying to get the okay from Mal Havoc, and we will post this as part of our Urban Terror manual on how to set up a Linux server. And coming right after that, we will have how to set up a Windows server, too, if you're interested. It's a great guide. If you're into adminning, check out that site. Check out the Linux how-to. Linux, however you guys in LWC say it, because I know I always say it incorrectly. Linux, Linux. Say it both ways, right? Tomato, tomato. Potato, potato. Anyway, that's about all off the forums. A lot of redundant posts that we've been seeing. There is a forum question and answer thread in there. It basically runs down about 20 of the most frequently asked questions, like when is beta 2.4 being released, what is protocol 67, what are some other ones, how do I recreate the HK69 spam bug, things like that. So if you're a newbie or if you want to help a newbie, point them in the direction of that. It's also posted under the logo on the main screen on the Urban Terror forums. Oh, we're almost done here. It's actually going to be a short show today. Content just wasn't there this week. Hopefully we'll return next week or in a few days with a bit of a longer show. But before we go, we have a few other things we want to pass along.
Urban Terror is just a game, and games aren't fun unless you win. So why not win all the time with the Terrorbot 3000 from FZ Creations? It's more than an aimbot. It's better than a wall hack. It's a newly designed computerized power-up of your current skill. Based on extensive behavioral research of today's top UT talent, the Terrorbot 3000 plays like you would, except better. Why waste time developing the skills to win? Let the Terrorbot 3000 improve your skills instantly. It's so reliable you can use Terrorbot while running errands, washing the car, going to school, and you'll never, ever lose. The Terrorbot 3000 has these guaranteed built-in features. Map-specific ERT pathfinding, auto-straight-hopping avoidance scripts, carballistic jumping skills, auto-screenshot library of ownage, wall hacker jammer, pimp defeater, llama tracker, camper siren, variable taunt scripts, rudeness sliders, and much, much more. But don't order yet. If you respond before midnight tonight, MC Creations will throw in the Medic Pal add-on for free. That's right, a $40 value, absolutely free. With the Medic Pal, you'll have your very own sexy nurse model pop up to heal you whenever you're feeling low. So don't delay. Begin dominating your friends now. Order the Terrorbot 3000 today and get Medic Pal absolutely free. Remember, it's not cheating unless you get caught. Order the TV3K today!
Godless off the request line. I'll try to make this last section here quick because it sounds like my girlfriend's lost somewhere in East LA, which is not a good part of town. As we do each week, Blake Killer will be hosting her Capture the Flag server tonight. IP address will be 64.180.91.203. The action starts at 8 p.m. Pacific, 0400 GMT. If you want to check it out, more than happy to join up with us. A few shout-outs. First one from Numpsy to the UT Clan D, Dawn of the Dead. Shout-out from Matrix from the SID development team. Death Fox would like to give a shout out to their clan leader Viper, as she's a first time listener on the show. Viper, welcome to Urban Radio. Libin wanted me to pimp his XP boot screen one more time. So if you missed it the first time around, this is the link for the XP boot screen. And for those interested, Poxel, who used to be one of the Silicon Ice coders and now of Raven Software, has created a small mod. Compared to Urban Tear, it's very small, but the mod is called ProBall. You can find it over at planetquake.com/ProBall. A few of us had a hand in it. Mainly, it was all Poxel's doing. For example, Meaty was the ball modeler, if you can believe that. Sweetnuts created a map. I think one of the other guys helped do the web design. I'm listed as the PR guy, but mainly it was Apoxel who did all the work. It's a very enjoyable mod. Really doesn't get the props it deserves. It was featured, I believe, in this last issue of PC Gamer on page 96. You can check it out. There are a few servers up and running. MungoZen of our community is sponsoring a server. It's at 208.181.164.148. There's also a Barry's World server for you guys over in Europe and the UK. Check it out. If you have any questions, feel free to either join Pound ProBall on ETG or in Pound Urban Tear, as there's quite a few guys in there who play it on a regular basis. Chances are good that after I get off this show, that's where I'm headed, is to play a little ProBall. If you don't know what it is, check out the site. It's similar to Gridiron or Soccer. Some of you remember Q-Pong back in the Quake 2 days. Even in the Quake 3 days, they have Q3 Pong. Similar to that, you have a ball, each team. Only you can't kill anybody. Each team basically has a gauntlet on. You pass a ball from teammate to teammate, and you try to score on the other team. Some of the maps are very cool. Some of them are just basically simple square boxes with two goals. Other ones are a basketball course or a basketball floor. We also have one where you shoot the ball into a urinal. There's another one that basically has no edges. If you can think of the, Q3 DM17, I think, the one with all the jump pads. It's a map like that. So basically you have to keep the ball from man to man on the floor so it does not go over the edge. Very cool mod. As I said, it was created by Apoxel ProBall. There will be a version 2 coming very soon. He says he's working on a few things here. You can possibly expect to see a new player model and some tweaks to it. Very cool game. Check it out. That's planetquake.com/ProBall. And I see that somebody did spam it in Pound Urban Tear. So, as I said, very cool. Take one last look, see if there's any other shout-outs. Darkane says Death Stars have cleared the planet. Calvin from Clan Lick, basically a good guy, giving me props. Thanks, dude. And Libin, again, pimping his XP boot screen. And Cardi, actually, I believe it was Cardi who wanted me to pimp ProBall. I had actually had it on my list to do. Yeah, I know it's not an Urban Tear related thing, but it's Sid related and kind of cool. With that, got a couple more songs here. We'll finish it off and see what we have coming up next week. What's a week of Urban Radio without Metallica? This is Seek and Destroy for Mungo Zen, who celebrated a birthday yesterday.
regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean, earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hooked select on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm
stuck. These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Ain't none of them seeing if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe what's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell.
Regulators, little regulators, and that's about it for this week. One last thing: if you are one of the admins who runs one of the servers in the community, you might want to email me, and we're going to try to get the beta release out to you guys a few hours earlier, maybe a day at the most, if possible. So you can update it so there are some servers to play on once we release the files. Again, I'm not going to take any requests over IRC. It's going to be all email. As I said, this is not guaranteed, but just to stay one step ahead, feel free to send me an email, oswald@planetquake.com, and just tell me what server, who you are, and that's about all I need, and we'll see if we can accommodate that. With that, I want to say thank you. Another good show. You guys have always been great on the support when it comes to the radio. Thanks to Barbecue for his interview. Thanks to Clan Unified, and thanks to everybody who basically makes this show happen each and every week. With that, I bid you farewell, have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Oh, that's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.